إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. Indeed all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, He is His worship and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter the best speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن الشر الأمور محدثاتها. And the most evil affairs are those matters which have been innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارٍ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has names which are beautiful. الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. The beautiful names. And He has attributes and qualities which are lofty. الصفات العلا. And also He has actions. And these actions emanate from His justice and His wisdom. Allah, لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. He is Allah. The one besides nobody who is deserving of worship. له الأسماء الحسنى. And for Him are the beautiful names. And the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the most beautiful names. And His attributes are the most perfect attributes. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing equal or comparable to Him. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. And therefore every Muslim should know the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand their meanings. And supplicate to Him using these names. Our Lord Subhanah, He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Ar-Rahim, the one who bestows mercy. His mercy, it encompasses everything. In the dunya, every person will have a share of the mercy of Allah, Muslim or non-Muslim. In the akhirah, the mercy of Allah is only for the people of Tawheed. Only for the people of Al-Islam. And He is Al-Malik, the King, the one who controls and the one who owns. Nobody can move without His permission. Nobody remains still without His permission. He orders, He commands, He forbids. He honors, He humiliates. And nobody can prevent His command. And He is Al-Quddus. As-salam. Al-Quddus, the Holy One, the Sacred. As-salam, free from every imperfection, free from any defect. He is Ash-Shaheed, the Witness. He witnesses the statements of the people and the actions of the people. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not negligent regarding that which you do. And He is Al-Ali, the Most High, the Elevated. In His essence, He is high up. And in His status, He is high and elevated. So He is Subhana above the seven heavens and the earth. And He rose above His throne. And He isn't in every place. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. He is Allah, the one besides whom there is no other deity worthy of worship. عالم الغيب والشهادة, the knower of the hidden and the seen. هو الرحمن الرحيم. And he is الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. He is Allah. لا إله إلا هو. الملك, the king. القدوس, the holy. السلام, the free from any imperfection. المؤمن, the one who bestows إيمان. المهيمن, the one who oversees everything. العزيز, the great mighty. الجبار, the compeller. المتكبر, the supreme. سبحان الله عما يشركون. How glorified is he above the shirk which they do. هو الله, he is Allah. الخالق, the creator. الباري, the one who invented everything, introduced everything. المصور, the one who fashioned everything. له الأسماء الحسنى. And for him are the beautiful names. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. From the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is الطيب. And the meaning of طيب is good and pure. So we believe our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's الطيب. He's good and pure. And therefore he's glorified above any evil, anything bad, any imperfection, anything impure is not attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, he's الطيب. He's good and pure in his ذات, his essence. And his names are الطيبة. And his attributes are الطيبة. And his speech is الطيب. His actions are الطيب, good and pure. His rulings are الطيب. So Allah is glorified above evil. Allah is glorified above oppression. Because he is الطيب. And if his name is الطيب, then everything which emanates from him is also الطيب, good and pure. And only those things which are الطيب come close to him. Only those things which are الطيب approach him. So any goodness in this dunya, it is as a result of the goodness which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every goodness in this dunya is a result of the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah is الطيب, if Allah is good and pure, then his religion, al-Islam, is also الطيب. And the ahkam of his religion, the rulings of his religion are الطيب, pure and good. And his sharia is الطيب. And the adab, the etiquettes of Islam, and the manners and the morals are الطيبة. And also the aqidah of Islam, the aqidah of at-tawheed, it is الطيب. And therefore anybody who lives according to Islam will live the life which is طيبة, good and pure. And will have tranquility in his heart. And the good word goes up to Allah. And the good actions are accepted by Allah. Like he said, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ, that to him ascend the good word, the good words. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ, and the righteous actions Allah takes up. Because these righteous actions, they are طيبة. They are good and pure. And this name of Allah, الطيب, it was affirmed in the Sahih Hadith, in Sahih Muslim, upon the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ وَلَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا, that Allah is الطيب. He is good and pure. And he only accepts that which is طيب. He only accepts that which is good and pure. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and Allah has ordered the believers, بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, with the same thing which he ordered the messengers. Allah ordered us, the believers, with the same thing which he has ordered the messengers. He said to the messengers, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ, O messengers, كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, eat from the food and those provisions which are طيب, which are good and pure. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and do righteous deeds. So he said this to the messengers. And then he also said to the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O people of Iman, كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, eat from the pure things which we have provided for you. And then in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned the example of a man ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلُ. Then he mentioned the example of a man. يُطِيلُ السَّفَرُ, on a long journey. أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرُ, and because of this long tiresome journey, he's unkept and untidy, and his clothes are full of dust and sand. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, and this man, he raises his hands to the sky. And he says, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, O my Lord, O my Lord. He asks and he makes dua. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Wa mat'amuhu haram. However, this person, his eating was haram. Wa mashrabuhu haram. And his drinking was haram. Wa malbasahu haram. And his clothing was haram. Wa ghudhiya bil haram. And he was nourished upon haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. So how can his dua be accepted? And this blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it contains a great principle of al-Islam, from the foundations of Islam. And that is, everything is either al-tayyib or al-khabith. Everything can either be classified as being al-tayyib, good and pure and accepted, or it is the opposite of al-tayyib, which is al-khabith. And al-khabith is something which is impure, lowly, rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So humans, the people, there are two types, either al-tayyib or al-khabith. Like Allah said, or like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, that when the angel goes to take the soul of a righteous person, he says, "Ukhruji ayyatuha an-nafsu at-tayyibah." He says, "Oh, pure soul, good soul, come out." Fil jasad at-tayyib, in the tayyib body, in the good, pure body. So therefore, we have to choose, and you have to choose, that do you want to be that person who is tayyib, good and pure, the Muslim, the person of Tawheed, the person of the Sunnah, or do you want to be the one who is khabith? Because there are only two types of people, either al-tayyib or al-khabith. And also the hearts. The hearts are two types, either al-tayyib, the good, pure hearts, or al-khabith, the impure hearts. Like Allah mentioned in the Quran, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for the one who meets Allah and he has a safe, sound heart. Meaning, القلب الطيب, the pure heart, the good heart. So therefore you have to choose for yourself, and we have to choose, that do you want to be those people who have the hearts which are good and pure, الطيب, or do you want the heart which is خبيث? So the heart which is طيب is the heart which is full of iman, the heart which is full of التقوى, the heart which loves Allah, loves His Messenger, loves al-Islam. Or do you want to be from those people who has the heart which is khabith? And also lives. Lives are two types. There are lives which are tayyibah, good and pure. And then there are lives which are khabitha, impure and rejected by Allah. And therefore you have to choose. Do you want for yourself and your life a good, pure life? Or do you want that which is khabith? Because there's only one of two types. So if you live your life in obedience to Allah, doing righteous actions upon iman and tawheed, this is the life which is at-tayyibah. Like Allah mentioned in the Quran, man amila salihan, whoever does righteous actions, min dhakarin aw untha, from the men or the women, wa huwa mu'min, and he is a person of iman, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah, then we will give him the good, pure life. And also the actions. The actions are two types. There are actions which are tayyib, and there are actions which are khabith. And statements are two types. Statements which are tayyib, good and pure, and statements which are khabith. And there is earning. And earning is two types. Earning which is tayyib, which is halal and good and pure. And there is earning which is khabith. And also food is two types, al-tayyib and al-khabith. And drinks are two types, al-tayyib and al-khabith. So you choose for yourself. Do you want the life which is tayyib or the life which is khabith? Do you want the actions which are tayyiba or the actions which are khabitha? Are you going to do those things which are tayyib? Are you going to make those statements which are tayyib or al khabith? Are you going to earn that which is tayyib, halal, good and pure? Or are you going to earn that which is al khabith? And your money is two types. There is money which is tayyib, good and pure and halal. And then there is money which is khabith. And even beliefs, aqeedah is two types. Al-aqeedah tayyiba, the good, pure aqeedah. The aqeedah of al-tawheed. And then there is al-aqeedah al-khabitha, the aqeedah of al-shirk. And in all of these matters, in all of these matters, inna Allah tayyib, verily Allah is al-tayyib. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. And he does not accept anything unless it is الطيب. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't accept ibadah if it is not طيبًا. If it contains a shirk, and if it contains a riya, and if it contains al bid'ah, then it is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah doesn't accept wealth if it is not الطيب. So if it is halal, Allah accepts. If it has been stolen, buying and selling haram, deceiving the people, based upon riba, upon interest-based loans, it is khabith and not accepted by Allah. And also Allah only accepts the statements which are tayyib, the pleasant statements, soft, gentle, good statements, the sweet statements. As for insults and cursing and backbiting, then Allah doesn't accept this, because all of this is khabith. And the hearts, Allah only accepts the heart which is at-tayyib, the heart which is full of iman and thinking good of others. As for a heart full of jealousy, malice and spite, it isn't accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why not? Inna Allah at-tayyib, because Allah himself, he's good and pure. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. And therefore he only accepts that which is good and pure. So whoever eats that which is طيب and does actions which are طيبة and speaks with statements which are طيب and earns that which is طيب and lives a life which is طيب and dies a death which is طيب and meets Allah with a heart which is الطيب, then for that person is the abode in the hereafter which is طيب. So this abode in the hereafter, i.e. al-Jannah, may Allah give us Jannah. This abode, Allah described it as being al-tayyib, good and pure. And therefore a person who is khabith, or whose actions were khabith, or whose statements were khabith, his earning was khabith, his spending was khabith, his food and drink was khabith, his life and his death was khabith, doesn't enter into the abode which is al-tayyib. And this is what Allah has promised in the Quran. Promised. He said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah makes a promise for the believing men and the believing women. What is the promise? Jannat. Gardens of paradise. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Beneath which rivers will flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And they'll remain in them forever. He said, فِيهَا. He said, وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً. A good residence. A pure residence, but only for the people who are at-tayyib. Inna Allah ta'ala tayyibun. Verily Allah is at-tayyib. Wala yaqbulu illa tayyiba. And he only accepts that which is at-tayyib. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh innahu huwal ghafur rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله عظيم الإحسان واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان جل ذكره وعلى اسمه هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. This blessed hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which was discussed, which was narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna Allah at-tayyib, verily Allah is at-tayyib, He is good and pure. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا, and he does not accept anything unless it is طيب, unless it is good and pure. And then at the end of this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave the example of a man. ثم ذكر الرجل. Then he gave the example of a man. And this man يطيل السفر, on a long, long journey, on an arduous journey, a difficult journey. أشعث أغبر. And this journey is so long and difficult that his hair is unkept and his appearance is untidy and his clothing is full of sand and dust. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. And then this man, he raises his hands to the skies, raising them up high. And he says, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. He calls out to Allah with his beautiful names, Rabb, upon Tawheed and Ikhlas, not performing any shirk, only a Tawheed. And this type of man, his dua should be accepted, because Allah accepts the dua of a traveling person, and Allah accepts the dua of a person in difficulty, and Allah accepts the dua of a person who raises his hands to Allah, and Allah accepts the dua of a person who calls out to him upon Tawheed and Ikhlas, and calls out to him by his beautiful names, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. However, this person, the Prophet said, his dua is not accepted. Even though everything is there for his dua to be accepted, however, his dua isn't accepted. Why? The Prophet clarified, مَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ, because his eating was haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ, and his drinking was haram. وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ, and his clothing was haram. I bought with haram money. He bought and spent with that which is haram. وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ, and even when he was young in the family, all the nourishment, the money, the wages, the house, everything was haram. The interest, the mortgages, everything was haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. So how can his dua be accepted? In this noble hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned certain matters that if you do them, your dua will be accepted. And then he mentioned other matters which may prevent your dua from being accepted. So firstly, when you're on a journey, if you're on a journey, make dua to Allah, because the dua of a traveling person is accepted. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, three people, their duas will be accepted. Da'watul madhloom, the oppressed person, the weak person. Wa da'watul musafir, and the traveling person. Wa da'watul walid li waladihi, and the dua of the father for his son. The second matter is from those things which may enable your dua to be answered, is that when you make dua to Allah, you make dua to Allah in a state of simplicity and need in front of Allah. So even the clothing which you wear should be basic clothing, not extravagant clothing. And you appear in front of Allah weak and poor and in need of Him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he would go out for Salatul Istisqa, to make the dua for rain, then he would go out and his clothes were old and tattered, showing his need in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from the etiquettes of dua is raising your hands. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he asked for the rain, he raised his hand so high that the people could see the whiteness of his armpits. And in the Battle of Badr, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for the Muslims against the mushrikeen, his hands were raised so high that his upper garment, it fell down. It fell off his shoulders. So also raising the hands to Allah is one of the avenues by which your dua is accepted. Also your dua has to be upon Ikhlas and Tawheed. And you call out to Allah using His names. And you repeat your dua again and again. Like this man, he said, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, again and again, Oh my Lord, Oh my Lord. And then there are certain matters which prevent dua being accepted. Eating that which is halal, haram. Drinking that which is haram. Earning money which is haram. Taking a loan which is haram. So all of these matters prevent the dua being accepted. And therefore we have to be careful of them. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا صالحا. اللهم إنا نسألك الثبات في الأمر والعزيمة على الرشد. اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك. اللهم إنا نسألك شكر نعمتك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك قلبا سليما ولسانا صادقا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما تعلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما تعلم، ونستغفرك لما تعلم، إنما إنك أنت علام الغيوب. وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.